I'm curious about another research development that involves women with ER-positive tumors, and that's the Oncotype DX assay. Can you talk about what that assay is and how that can be integrated into this issue of management of a patient with an ER-positive tumor?
Well, the Oncotype DX assay is really the best example we have of taking our understanding of the biology of breast cancer and trying to make predictions about the behavior of that tumor in the future. And it falls into the class of tests that we call predictive assays. So whereas a prognostic assay will just tell a healthcare provider or a patient, what are your odds of, you know, having something bad happen to you? A predictive assay actually helps try to decide how to manage a person by telling you that although your prognosis may be such and such, if we treat with a specific therapy, we can change that prognosis and that this specific therapy is the right therapy for you. So predictive assays are very, very valuable, and prognostic assays are a dime a dozen.
And I guess predictive assays haven't been very many good ones.
No, unfortunately, we've had only two that we've been using in the past decades, and that's been estrogen receptor, which basically tells us, does tamoxifen help you or not, or does another AI help you or not? And then we have recently had something called HER2, the CERB gene testing for the target for Herceptin. And that basically tells us whether or not a woman might benefit, either in the metastatic and now the adjuvant setting, from trastuzumab. Now, the Oncotype DX test is one that requires tumor tissue from the patient. So if you have a woman where you're trying to make a treatment decision and you're not clear whether she warrants chemotherapy or whether, in the case you've asked with an estrogen receptor positive tumor, whether hormone therapy is enough, you can actually take the woman's tumor block and send it away for a central laboratory analysis. And what they do there is basically take the paraffin-embedded tumor and they shave off several sections of it. And then they dissolve it and they extract the RNA, which is the signal to make proteins. And by analyzing the levels of several different genes and how much message there is from those genes and presumably how much protein there would be in your cancer cells, they're often able to do a good quality study and send you back an Oncotype DX score. And the score that you get back basically reflects on a spectrum of possible biologic behaviors of the breast cancer, whether it's going to be a good behaving breast cancer that would be highly endocrine sensitive or a bad behaving breast cancer that would be basically less sensitive to endocrine manipulation, and for this woman you might strongly consider chemotherapy. Now, the Oncotype DX study is a state-of-the-art technique, and papers that have been reported on it do suggest that you can pull out from the Oncotype DX information those women who benefit from a chemotherapy in addition to tamoxifen.